Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Slightly Something Else for Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. We are slightly other hosts. My name is Marty Sliva, and I am joined by your editor-in-chief, Nick Calandra. Yahtzee and Jack are not able to make the show today, and so you're stuck with the two of us for the next hour to talk about video game length, the longest video games we've played, the most time we've spent in video games, and that was sort of kicking off by the Dying Light 2. I'm not even going to say controversy, because honestly, it was just like a slow Sunday. This thing happened.
You have to have a controversy on Sunday.
The internet needed something to talk about for a couple hours, and this was the thing. But before we start talking about that, Nick, how's it going?
Not too bad. I have dodged the cold COVID bullet because both my girlfriend and my best friend got it. I was with them last week, and so, you know.
Or you already had the COVID bullet.
I think I already had it two weeks ago. Yep, I believe I already had it. So yeah. I'm just going to, trying to find a nickname for me in there. We're just going to say the not sick Nick.
Not sick Nick, yeah. Well, you just wait. We'll see you like in a week and a half.
No, that's okay. I don't want it again. That's fine. One time was enough.
Exactly. We already have a bunch of super chats, and that's amazing. The way the show works is for the first half, for a half an hour, Nick and I are going to talk about the topic. We're going to gab about game length and the Dying Light 2 thing. And then for the last half hour or so, we're going to read all of your super chats that you get in. So get them in now. Nick's going to be gathering them. We're going to read them. Tell us about the games you've spent the most time in. Tell us what you think in regards to if a video game's length somehow equates to its volume, or if you want to just talk about anything else. We're going to read it out anyways. We legally have to read out any super chats. So, and remember, all of your donations and your super chats and everything and your memberships, that helps fund everything we do here at the site, whether it's Slightly Something Else or Adventurers Nigh or our game night streams, which we had a really fun one over the weekend with Mario Party Superstars. So check that out. The reason we're talking about this, like I mentioned, was Dying Light 2. So over the weekend, Techland and the Dying Light Twitter account tweeted out a pretty innocuous little tweet that said, to fully complete Dying Light 2 Stay Human, you'll need at least 500 hours, almost as long as it would take to walk from Warsaw to Madrid. And then they quickly followed that up with, note, that's in relation to 100% completion rate. Mm-hmm. Most of the players who are in for the story and side quests will be able to complete the game quicker. It will still be a solid experience, though. And then the internet took this and just got angry at it because they saw the 500 hours and they said, no, you can't do that. You can't make a 500 hour game. How dare you? And then we got a lot for like 12 hours. We got some op-eds and stuff. And then I believe yesterday, the next day, they clarified a Twitter post that said, we wanted to clarify our recent communication about the amount of hours required to complete the game. Dying Light 2 Stay Human is designed for players with different gameplay styles and preferences to explore the world how they see fit. And then they had a little infographic that said, the story is 20 hours long. If you want to do all the side quests, it's 80 hours long. And if you're weird and you just want to see every bit of dialogue on every branching path of every quest, or if you're like a QA lead on the game, then it's going to take 500 hours. So that's where the jumping off point for that was. So yeah. Nick, what was your, I guess, first reaction just to this kind of dumb non-story?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's a non-story. I was surprised at like the amount of people that were angry about that, because I was like, you know, you don't have to play all 500 hours, right? Like, I don't know, the gaming games press and even the community at large and all that just gets mad about things that it's like, you don't have to do that. If you want to spend 20 hours in the game, you can do that. If you want to spend 100 hours, you can do that. And the other part of it, too, was like dying. If I recall, the original Dying Light has some of the highest playtime for any single player open world game out there. And that was because of the frequent content updates and everything. Like, they supported that game very well over the years, and people, I think if you check like the average playtime on Steam, I think it is like one of the highest ones for a single player game. So I don't know, it, you know, I kind of knew from the get go, like, no way the game is actually 500 hours. You know what, what are they going to fill that content time with? So you kind of knew from the get go, if you've ever seen these numbers before, you know it means explore every inch of the world, explore every inch of dialogue, find every item, all that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. And it feels like, you know, the game comes out right at the beginning of February, so I think it's like 3 weeks away or something. And obviously they're trying to drum up some discussion around the game because they only have like a little 2 week window before Horizon Forbidden West comes out. And then like a week or two after that, we have Elden Ring. And so, you know, they're trying to sort of stake their claim as like, we're the first big game of the year. And then a week beforehand is Pokemon. So like, yeah, they're definitely trying to, you know, sort of get all the press they can. And one thing to remember, which I even forget, is the original Dying Light released right at the beginning of 2015 and ended up having a massive tail and went on in 2019. They said it had 17 million players, not concurrent players, but I think that meant 17 million copies sold, which is incredible. Like that's for a new IP. That's like amazing. And obviously this game has had some development trouble and there's been a lot of, you know, stories on sort of the subpar working conditions at Techland and stuff. Game was originally set for 2020, I believe, and so ended up getting delayed to 21, and then now, you know, coming out in a couple weeks. But you know, the previews that came out a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, I guess, we're all really good. Like I'm looking forward to this. I'm most certainly not going to spend 500 hours into it, but you know, I don't know, I'm looking forward to jumping around and futzing in.
I think I put probably 60 hours into the original Dying Light. Like those are easy games to get sucked into because the movement system's so good, and the combat, I think they had the best first person melee combat out there for a game like that. I think maybe Chivalry 2 does it better now, but it was fun just running around the original Dying Light's world. I didn't get really tired of it. Like the story wasn't great. I did start the following DLC, which I know everybody says is really good. For some reason, I keep falling off it. I have to go back and play that through and actually do it.
Yeah, I played the campaign at launch and then I never went back to the DLC or anything. Yeah. But I'm excited. I'm excited to jump into this one. And it was up until just a few days ago, it was the most wishlist upcoming game on Steam. Mm-hmm. So it was right at the top of that chart. And then, you know, Elden Ring passed it, which isn't that surprising at all. But I don't know. It's a game I'm looking forward to, but so I guess the larger conversation is about the sort of the 500 hour thing. So I guess first and foremost, like, what do you, when it comes to games, do you equate length with value? Like, what goes through your mind when someone's talking about a game's length?
Well, I think we're going to have a different perspective on it than like the vast majority of people, just because we have to play something new pretty much every week to stay in the zeitgeist and, you know, what people are talking about, what creating content around it. So, yeah, I mean, if I hear a game, you know, takes 50 to 60 hours to get through its story, then I'm like, you know, I can't really say I want to do that. And like, I've really been running into that problem lately because I'm trying to get through my backlog and all that. And like, I've played through Yakuza 1 through 4 and now I'm at 5 and it's like another 40 to 50 hours story. And it's like, it could be good, but man, that gameplay is too repetitive for me to want to do that for 50 hours. Like, it's just, you know, I'd rather watch a movie at that point. You know, open world games, the same thing, kind of like 100 hours of content, great. I'd rather get like 30 hours out of it to just have a good time with all of those 30 hours. So length to me doesn't mean anything anymore, but you know, to the people that, you know, buy maybe 3 or 4 games a year and they want to spend as much time in that world as possible, you know, that's going to add a lot more value to them.
Absolutely. Both time and like monetary value are totally subjective things. You know, what's important to me is not important to you. What $10 means to me might not mean what $10 means to you.
Right.
And what's too long to me doesn't mean it's a game that's too long for you. Like I have tended to, for a lot of the reasons you've mentioned of, you know, we just said Pokemon and then less than 10 days later is Dying Light. And then 10 days later is Horizon. And then 10 days later is Elden Ring. And like, by virtue of our jobs, we kind of have to talk about all of them. We have to be jack of all trades, you know, masters of none, except for like you with Halo, I guess. But still, like in the grand scheme of things, I'm sure, you know, people have put way more time in Halo Infinite than you by now because we've had to move on and play other stuff.
Yeah. That's what I was, before we got on the stream, like if you go on your Xbox and if you go into like the achievements and all that for Xbox, current gen Xbox games, they show your play times in there.
Yeah.
So I tend to not look at that because I'm like, that makes me feel bad about how much time I spend playing video games, even though it's my job. So I guess it's kind of fair that I have that much time spent. But then I went and looked at Rainbow Six Siege, which everybody knows I play a fuck ton of that game.
for work.
Oh, not for work. When I went in there and saw that I had 55 days worth of playtime in there, I was
God.
Then.
That's so many days.
That's like 2 months. That's 1,500 hours plus of that game.
Oh, wow. That's so,
that's not counting the other 200 hours I have on PC now, so...
if only Ubisoft would have put that NFT into Rainbow Six, you would have been able to claim it. Because that story came out where they released like a Ghost Recon Breakpoint NFT, and it was free to claim, but you needed to have 600 hours into the game. Man, you could have had a couple NFTs in Siege.
Oh, God. you know, and that's only one game, and I've played hundreds of games, you know, probably 1,000 games over my time now, just covering games and doing all that. So,
oh, yeah.
Who knows? I've probably easily... And this job, you've probably spent 1 or 2 years of your life just playing video games.
100%. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
I know somebody in the Discord said they had to stop playing games because they saw how much time they were playing it. And I was looking at that time for Siege, and I was like,
not great.
I could have spent that time learning French or something.
You literally could have, you could have like gained a skill. You could have learned to cook.
To be
you
fair, I gained a skill. I was very good at Siege, so I did.
Yeah, you're now definitely, you're like in high pressure situations, you're going to be able to like kick down a door and shoot a guy around the corner.
I could drive a drone around and find
weird things. Exactly. my one, like I said, ultimately, you know, how you spend your time is however you want to spend your time. Yep. And like when you go back to when I was younger and, you know, I would only get games like for my birthday or for Christmas. You know, a game being that long or that replayable sounded great. Like I remember getting GoldenEye for the Nintendo 64. And that was a game that I don't know how much time I put into it, but it might be one of my five most played games ever just based on like there was like 3 years straight where every weekend my friends and I would get together and all night, like on a Saturday sleepover, play that game multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what we did.
For years.
Yeah, that for Gears of War or Halo.
Absolutely.
Actually, most of my time for Siege just came when I was in college, I think. And actually, when I lived in Lincoln for a year, then I spent like every evening with my buddies probably playing 4 or 5 hours of Siege.
Yeah, yeah. And that's so when like a single player game like Dying Light tries to say like, oh, our game's 500 hours. Like to me, that kind of just I roll my eyes and it doesn't mean anything. That's like, you know, like I remember David Cage trying to promote like Beyond Two Souls, I think, by being like, look how thick the script is. And I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. And then Bethesda said there's over 150,000 lines of dialogue in Starfield. And I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. I don't know. That'd be like if someone was recommending me a restaurant and their first talking point was how big the portions are. And I'm like, well, that's, I don't care. Is the food good? Tell me if the food's good.
When I go to a burrito shop, I like to know how big the portions are.
I'd rather have a smaller good burrito than like a massive burrito.
No.
I'm like, well.
You need the massive burrito. You've never had a grande burrito.
They used to, growing up, there was a burrito place in Madison here in Wisconsin that had, their claim to fame was a burrito as big as your head. Yep. And it was legitimately, it was like the size of like, from like my elbow to my forearm. And that's too much. I don't want to say it, but that's too much burrito.
Yeah. No, there is no such thing as too much burrito.
No. So, I was gonna say, do you think Siege is the game you've played the most?
No, I would probably say I probably put even more hours into Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I think I spent far more time in that game because I did play that like on game battles when that was a thing.
Probably had far more free time back then.
I didn't have many friends
in college.
Junior high in high school. So
yeah,
I didn't have any friends back then. I didn't do nothing but play video games. I only got a social life when I got to college. So
who needed friends when you had Soap McTavish? Was that one of the guys in Modern Warfare? There was someone named Soap McTavish in one of those games.
There was Soap, No, actually, the Dying Light thing though, like, kind of made me think about like, I don't think I've ever spent. I've definitely never spent 500 hours in a single player game. I've actually, part of it's because I've been covering games now since 2009. So like, I don't have the time to sit in one game for that long, but I've also, I've talked about it before. Like I don't 100% complete games. I just never have. I don't have the desire to, I think the game I've probably done the most side quests in was probably Skyrim. Just because I like journeying through that world was so good. I think I did a lot of the side quests on Witcher because there were good stories in it. But I can't, I don't think I do, I don't, I haven't done a lot of side quests in the other games just because I don't, you know, if they devolve into fetch quests or whatever, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, Skyrim and Witcher are probably the two single player games that the most people will say they've spent the most time in. Mm-hmm. And it's just by virtue of those sort of like Western designed RPGs, especially of that era and beyond, of creating this massive world and populating it with, you know, hundreds of NPCs and thousands of quests and dynamic events and everything. And I think you get a similar thing with, you know, GTA or Red Dead, especially if you revisit games every time they're released. Like, if you would go back and put a bunch of time into GTA 5 every time you could,
yeah,
like,
right,
you're about to hit your like fifth go around the sun for that game. Yeah. You know, when it comes to new consoles. So.
Yeah, even Red Dead 2, I didn't do very many of the side quests in that game. It sounds like I should have. I might have to go back to that game at some point. But again, it's like, I just can't go. I have a hard time going back to games I've already played, unless it's for like a stream series. Like Amy and I are doing like Halo and Gears of War. That's like first series that I've replayed in years.
Yeah, and it's not, those games are nice because you can, like, in some of those Halo campaigns, like two or three sittings, and same thing with like early Gears games. So it's nice to be able to, like, I know you're keeping track of all like the media you're playing and watching and everything for the year. So it's nice to be able to like kind of update that pretty frequently, as opposed to being like, well, yeah, I'm on the fifth week of playing this one game and I'm still not finished with it.
Yeah, no, that's I like doing that list. I love doing that list, but it also stresses me out because then I'm like, I start these games that are, you know, 60, 50 hours and I just can't do it. And then you know, I go play Bastion and it's like 6 to 8 hours and like this perfect length.
Exactly.
About,
exactly.
About 10 hours is perfect for me. Unless it's like a really good open world game that I just want to get lost in. Like Valhalla, I think Assassin's Creed Valhalla, I put almost 70 hours into that one.
It's so funny because that's what we've talked about that a lot. Like, yeah, I could not get into Valhalla despite putting, yeah, I think over 50 in both Odyssey and Origins. Like, I love both of them, but there's a low bar to clear before Valhalla gets good, and I just haven't cleared that low bar. And that low bar being like 5 to 10 hours, which I just haven't done yet.
It's kind of the thing I've really realized for me for like these big long open world games is if the world itself does not suck me in and make me want to explore it, mm-hmm, then I just can't stick with it.
Sure, it has to be like a place you want to hang out in for that.
The story can be really good. The gameplay can be really good, but the world does not engross me. I can't do it. So actually, one of the games I tried over break that I for whatever reason, like, I keep feeling like I want to go back to was Elex by Piranha Bytes.
Okay.
it's really fucking janky, but that world was immediately interesting when I got into it, and I have the itch to go back. I install it. And then the gameplay is so jank and crappy that I'm like, man, it's so tough. And like Elex 2 is about to come out in March. And I'm like, that looks cool. I want to play that too. But I also know how janky the gameplay is.
Yeah. And I also think a game has to, like, it has to have that like sort of secret recipe of ingredients to make the time melt away. Like, even over the weekend, talking about game hurdles, I was replaying Horizon Zero Dawn for the first time since launch to prepare for Forbidden West.
Right.
And I feel like the first couple hours of that game, very slow.
Like,
the tutorial of that game, it takes a long time, a lot of hand-holding. But especially, like, once you get to Meridian, the big city, and you get a lot of quests and stuff, man, like, I blinked, and I was like, oh, shit, 5 hours just went by. Mm-hmm. And so that's, like, one of those games. And I think Sony hit that pretty well with Tsushima and even God of War of, oh, man, like, I can burn through my weekend playing this game and like not even realize it. And that being said, like, I don't think those games purport to be anywhere near that long, like, especially God of War, which is slightly more linear. But even Tsushima, like, I did almost everything in that game, and I don't know, I don't feel like I put over 40 hours into it, maybe with the DLC.
Like, I guess I said how many hours I spent in Siege. What game have you played the most?
Okay, so if the real answer is gonna be, it's sort of a cheat answer, and it would have to be Pokemon Go. Which is weird. I know, like, Pokemon Go is like a weird game to bring up with that, but I have played it every day for, I took like a year off, but every day for 5 years.
That one is a cheat game because you get to exercise with that. You can't be a degenerate like me and play $1,500 sitting on my ass shooting things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, it's one of those games, like, anytime in the before days when I would actually go to new cities, anytime I'd go to a new city, I'd wander around playing this game and be like, oh, look at all these new Pokemon. Look at all this crazy stuff that's happening.
Who,
like,
cares about the historical architecture? Let me capture digital creature.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm taking like the Revolutionary War trail in Boston, and I'm like, oh, I don't care. Look, there's a Snorlax in the park.
My uncle died here. Glad I found a new Pikachu.
Exactly.
It's right down his grave.
I just tripped over the grave. Oh no. But if we're talking, Pokemon Go aside, which I think Pokemon Go is amazing, and I'm going to keep putting time into it.
Okay.
I think of modern games, the two I've played the most. I know one of them is going to be Breath of the Wild, because I have played through that game probably every year since 2017, and I think every playthrough is like probably 50 to 75 hours. So that's probably in the 250, 300 hour mark. Persona 5 and Persona 5 Royal, if you count that as the same game, because I've played through that campaign 4 times, and it's roughly 100 hours each time.
I don't think I have not once in my life replayed an open world game like that. I've seen it all. I can't go back and do it again.
It's my only one. There's something about it. Yeah. I mean, well,
you've also said that you're not a big fan of huge open world RPGs.
No, I'm not. Like, I've never gotten engrossed in a Bethesda Studios game. So no Fallout or Elder Scrolls. I'm looking forward to Starfield. Like I'm looking forward to all their games when they come out. But same thing, Witcher. I never got into. Never got into the. I mean, BioWare doesn't really make open world games, but yeah, the BioWare RPGs or anything. I've also never got into like MMOs or
Never gotten into MMOs.
Competitive shooters or anything like that.
No, I keep dabbling with different MMOs, but I just can't. It's that time sink. I've talked about like grinding in games a lot, and I don't like doing that either. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Games. It's just hard for me to get into a game that expects me to play it for 50 hours. That's one of the topics I'm pitching to Yahtzee on, like a new extra punctuation video, is that the philosophy behind, hey, it gets good after you've put 174 hours into it.
Yep.
I just don't have that patience.
Yeah, and there's that same philosophy even behind TV shows, where it's like, oh, wait till the third season, it gets really good. I'm like, well, that's like 30 hours of my life.
Yeah, well, and people might say like, oh, you spent 1500 hours grinding in Siege, but like that, for me, like that's the only reason I can spend that much time in multiplayer games, because if I'm playing them, I'm talking with friends.
And yeah, so it's like
the game is secondary to the social life that I'm having with my buddies, you know, that live across the country from me and stuff like that. So
absolutely. I know a lot of folks who like, you know, moved cities or overseas for a job and ended up like they stayed in contact with their friends by playing Overwatch every single night or Destiny 2 every single night. I think the game I played most besides Persona in the last like 2 years has been The Avengers, which it's definitely not one of my favorite games of the last, you know, year and a half or 2 years, but I was playing so much of it with pals like during the pandemic that it was just my way of like keeping up with people. And we would just get on after work and we'd shoot the shit and do some missions and strikes and everything. And then also, again, the timing was right on Animal Crossing. I think a lot of folks I know put like 100 hours in that game, and I did. So,
I think, like if there was one MMO, I keep feeling like I want to try and get into, it's the Star Wars The Old Republic.
Okay.
But I just, every time I start it up, I could just feel the hours weighing down on me that it's going to take me to get through any part of it. Same with ESO.
You feel the pull of the dark side?
Yep. Yeah. I'm like, I could spend 2,000 hours playing this game to see everything, or I can go complete 10 different games in like 100 hours.
Yep. That's the I'm that exact same way with Final Fantasy 14. Final Fantasy is one of my favorite series ever. Everyone has said how good this game is and how it tells one of the best Final Fantasy stories and has ties to Ivalice, which is like Final Fantasy Tactics and Vagrant Story, and Final Fantasy 12, which are three of my favorites. And then it has like Nier ties, and I love all this. Mm-hmm. And it's just the idea of putting that much time in is like legitimately terrifying to me.
Yeah, well, it always shocks me, like, when I look around, like, even in the chat, people saying they spent 2,000-3,000 hours on MMO, and, like, I'm just like, I could never spend that much time with one game. I say that, but I've played Siege. But again, like, Siege was for the social aspect, you know, like, that was how I stayed in touch with people during college and all that.
I would imagine a lot of these people with MMOs are a similar thing, too.
Yeah, I mean, well, and that's the thing, like, if I had an MMO, you know, that I got on every night to play with my buddies for a couple hours, then maybe that would work. And maybe that's my fault that I'm trying to play an MMO as like a single player game, even though everybody keeps saying like you can play The Old Republic as a single player game. Same thing with Elder Scrolls Online. But yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just the time commitment scares me. Maybe I have a fear of commitment towards a video game.
Yeah, there you go. I'm hoping that doesn't translate into life, because things could be tough there.
We're going on 4 months. I think I'm okay on that part.
If you can make it through COVID, you can make it through anything.
That's more time than I've spent in Siege, so we're past there that hurdle.
Was that like a big moment for you? Of like, we've officially been together longer than
I remember
tactical gun.
No, I remember going back to look at my hours in Siege a long time ago, and then I was like, this doesn't look very good. I'm not going to look at this again. And then I looked at it today. I was like, that was a good choice. I shouldn't have looked at this again.
It's like looking at your bank account. Don't do that. You'll just be like, after like a night at the bars, you're like, why did I spend that much money? That was dumb. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yes.
The other genre of game that tends to seep the time away from people, which we didn't talk about, are the ones that are meant to be replayed over and over. Stuff like roguelikes, or I know people who've put probably this much time into like games like XCOM or FTL or Civilization. Have you ever had any of those games? Like a game that you boot up games that can almost be like single session playthroughs that you just boot up and play over and over and over?
No, not really. Maybe Pokemon, where I'd get through, like, I get to one gym, call it a night, next day I get to another gym.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really probably about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never gotten into sort of, you know, and I know people like play like deck building it, like Hearthstone or Slay the Spire, and games that are sort of where it's not like you're trying to get through a linear game, and it's not necessarily even competitive. You're just kind of playing because it's a thing to do every night.
I did pick up Slay the Spire on Switch, and I'm interested to see if I get all that, get addicted to that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing is you started, you know, you've had a Switch for a long time, but you got a new one and you've started playing a lot of stuff on Switch. And I've noticed like, I will play more games on Switch if only because I can do it while watching a TV show or watching a movie, or it doesn't feel like I'm ignoring the second person in the room.
Yeah. Well, I'm using a lot more cause I'm driving a lot more now. Like before I met my girlfriend, I wasn't going anywhere. So now, mm-hmm. now we're going, you know, going places and stuff. But, yeah, as far as the 500 hour thing, to kind of like, you know, wrap this up and get the super chats and stuff, it was something. I think playtime is just something stupid to get mad about when you are not required to put that amount of time into a game ever.
Yeah,
ever. Yeah. And also, like, it's just, if you want to put 500 hours into Dying Light 2, then go fucking right ahead and do that.
Yeah, do whatever you want with your time. I'm not your time lord. My last question before Super Chats, I wanted to pose to you. What 1 year from now, what game do you think you'll have put most, what new 2022 game do you think you'll have put the most time in?
Elden Ring, easy.
Elden Ring?
I mean, you know, the tech preview gave us that one little area and spent easily 10 hours in just that one area.
It wasn't nearly enough.
Yeah, well, and part of that, too, is that I'm going to stream it for the editor's hour. So, you know, I'm already expecting to spend at least probably 50 to 60 hours in that game. Nope.
That's so long. That's so many hours. That's the assuming it comes out this year. Mm-hmm. I think mine's going to be Breath of the Wild, too, assuming it comes out this year. And I know for a lot of folks, I think the answer will probably be Starfield. You know, if that hits its November date and ends up being as sort of big and momentous as Skyrim was, then I can imagine people, you know, hundreds of hours getting lost in that world.
Oh, I do know what game I spent the least amount of hours in.
What's that?
So, you know, I just finished up Arcane, so I went to, I was like, I'm kind of curious. I kind of want to try League of Legends for a minute.
Did you play like one match?
Oh, I played one match. I got destroyed. I had kids yelling at me, and I'm like, I'm too old for this shit, and I quit.
Who'd you play as? Did you play as one of the characters in the show?
I don't fucking know. It was something to do with a sword.
I mean, was it a character from the show?
It was like, not a character from the show.
I would have chosen Jinx or whoever, or V or Vi or whatever her name was.
No, some guy with a big sword. I don't know, but I had not dealt with I'm not going to call the League of Legends community toxic, because I don't know. I haven't played enough of League of Legends, but I was like, I thought my tweet was pretty funny. I was like, well, I played my one match of League of Legends, got roasted. My kids, my storied career of League of Legends is over.
Yep. So. Gelden says, it sounds like Nick had the authentic League of Legends experience. Yep. So congrats.
You know what? I just remember a lot of guys in my college playing that game and how toxic they were off online playing that game. So
it's funny because this character, it's like a colorful game with a bunch of like characters.
No, that's all facade for how like deeply competitive it is. Oh my god!
I'm just gonna stick to Arcane. I'm just gonna pretend that Arcane is based on nothing and it's an original thing.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
You know what? No. That show had really cool world building in it. I would happily play some cool open world action adventure game in that.
100% run around that city. Sounds great.
Yep. With that art style, please.
Yeah. And also Assassin's Creed Arcane.
While they're at it, give me Disco Elysium show with that same.
All right. Now you're asking a lot. Asking quite a bit.
I'm not. All right. Shall we get to Super Chats?
Let's go. All right. Thank you to everyone who donated throughout the episode. We're gonna be gabbing about those for the next half hour.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have lots to talk about, but also lots of people doing exactly what you said and giving us their play times on a variety of different games.
Hell yeah.
All right. Lord Darius donates 10 euros, has just recently got my driver's license, and I'm enjoying listening to these on the radio. I'm sending this now so I can hear it later on a leisurely drive. Shogun 2 and Garry's Mod I have 500 plus in. Oh god.
Shogun 2 is a strategy game, right?
Yeah, I believe it's the. I think they're referring to the Total War series, Shogun 2.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay, that is a RTS series that I have put a lot of hours into, but I'm also embarrassed by that because I have never played the campaign. Because I played it as a kid a lot, so I would just play skirmish mode and throw armies at each other and watch them just decimate one another, and that's all I did. And I probably did that for 200 hours. So, and I still don't know how to play those games.
There you go. Yeah,
I played one multiplayer match, got flanked and routed, and I was like, okay, I'm not very good at this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, I think the Souls game might literally be the only games where I've started playing and, like, I've gotten my ass kicked for just dozens of hours, and then eventually something clicked and I ended up falling in love with the series. That's another funny thing with the Souls games is I've spent. Yeah, I played through most of them, like, maybe twice.
Yeah.
But I've spent way more time, like, watching lore videos and watching other people play them and, like, watching full playthroughs of, like, Bloodborne and stuff and 10-hour, you know, 10-hour videos cut up into chunks about what the story actually means. So it's weird how we can now experience sort of games tangentially.
Yep. Anti-Tikkanen, known as 15 euros. So Stellaris, 600 plus hours, any 4X games on your platters? I, just like we mentioned with Total War, like, I am not great at strategy games. I don't play a lot of them. Crusaders Kings 3, I don't think it's not 4X, but it is a very big strategy game series, is on my list to try this year. Because I keep reading hilarious stories about the things you can do in that game.
Yeah, those are games that I, stuff like Dwarf Fortress or even a lot of 4X games you hear stories of, and, like, to me, hearing about the game is awesome, and then if I were to sit down to play it, I would be so overwhelmed.
I always feel overwhelmed playing them. Like, I think the only, I know Civ isn't a 4X game, but I've played a little bit of Civ, but never really got into those. But I do, and you know what's funny about that too is, like, people are asking a lot in the community, like, why don't you guys cover 4X games or anything? It's like, I don't think a lot of games media covers those games. I think that those games are just so deep and complex that you don't have time to spend a lot of hours figuring that one out.
Yeah, it's a passionate niche. And if you aren't, like, fully plugged into that thing, you're going to come off sounding like an idiot. And I don't know. We come off sounding like idiots enough, so.
Yeah. That's the games media.
Also, I think while we were getting ready, Andrew Hickenbottom, I believe, had a donation, and he said that they had put 500 hours into that trucking game.
Whoops. Yep. I forgot. I got to go back to these.
Which told him, I think legally he's a truck driver now. Like, legally, you got to be a truck driver. If you put 500 hours into the truck driving game, I think you got to be a truck driver.
All right. I've got the ones from previously. So SCS Guru 2000 donated 5 euros. So the only one is Star Trek Online at over 1,100 hours, according to Steam. Holy second place is Ghost Recon Breakpoint at 240 hours.
Well, you got 360 hours left to get that sweet, sweet NFT. So
I am impressed that you got 240 hours out of Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Yeah.
I like Wildlands. I think Breakpoint is at a point where it's not a terrible game anymore, because, like, they added in, like, everything that they needed to. But I just hate fighting the machines in that game. It's not fun.
How much time did they spend in Star Trek? 1,100
hours. Yeah.
I wonder if in 1,100 hours you could consume all of Star Trek media, like every episode of every show and every movie, and then have some time to spare. Maybe throw in a little Star Wars if you want.
Michael Broadman donates $5, says, I bet most people's 500-hour games are not their favorites, just ones that they repeat to relax and turn their brains off, or multiplayer with friends. Yeah, I mean, we pretty much said exactly that. That being said, I would say Siege is my favorite multiplayer game ever. for sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it is funny. I knew people who put that much time into Dota and they would often say they hate Dota.
Well, I put 500 hours in a fucking every multiplayer game that you love, you also hate.
You also hate? Yeah.
There is no in between. There is no multiplayer game that anybody will ever tell you that they love and just love it entirely.
It's got to be a passionate relationship.
It's passionate and addicting. You go back for pain every week. Agawara donates 20 pounds, says, here's a spaghetti of genres from my Steam top 5. 2.7k hours in Arma 3.
Wow.
1.2k in Team Fortress 2.
Wow.
750 in War Thunder and Space Engineers, and then 672 hours in Hearts of Iron 4.
You know what's incredible? I don't know what War Thunder or Hearts of Iron are, and you've spent more time in them than I think I have in literally any game ever.
War Thunder is like a, I think, I don't know what it's turned into now, but it used to be like a dog, like a World War II dog fighting game that was free to play.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a dog, like a, like Nintendogs, like a dog.
No.
A dog sim.
With war in the title?
I don't know. Maybe it's like you're taking care of a dog and there's wars in the background. That'd be a nice game. That's kind of what that Ubisoft World War One game. I'd be the worst game designer. Make a game for me and no one would like it.
Cutlack13 donates $5, says, while Skyrim is my comfort zone that I can always play, I have played Persona 5 Royale, where I romanced every waifu plus one, where Joker went stag. 11 runs.
11 runs! That's way more than me.
My
incredible.
Lord. I think the only game I've played more than 11 times is Halo 2 and Halo 3.
Probably you know what Halo the amazing thing is, you can play one run of P5 Royal, date everybody, and the only thing that changes is a single cutscene on Valentine's Day. And so you played 11 runs solely to see a single Valentine's Day cutscene.
a different character. And
God, I love it.
See,
I love it, Cudlike.
With that stuff and also multiple endings, I just go on YouTube to watch it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm a bad gamer. It's okay.
100%. There's no such thing as a bad gamer.
Abdulrahman Alawadi donates $5. I think I got real close pronouncing that right. You can correct
me. I think that was pretty good. That was pretty good, actually.
It says, I finished Bloodborne with all weapons, got the platinum, and did a bunch of speedruns. It is safe to assume I have more than 500 hours clocked in. Yeah, the Souls games
That's
are easy
huge.
To clock that many hours in, because you could just play it every different playthrough with a different build is going to be different.
Yeah, and you start the more comfortable you get with the game, the less friction it's providing, and so it almost feels like comfort. It's funny. I know there's people who treat Souls games like comfort food
games. Comfort zone for them. Yeah, it's comfort food for Jesse and Jack, both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is funny because it's definitely not for me. Like I have older games like 3D platformers like Banjo-Kazooie or something that are my comfort food games, but. Yeah, to each their own.
Kurt Horsting, during his $5, has been playing Guilty Gear games since 2004, probably 3,500 hours spread throughout the titles. Strive came out this summer and ate up 500 alone.
Fighting games are another big thing we didn't talk about. Like people who are like deep into the FGC, like, God, I know.
Well, that's just practice for them. So
I want to see how much. I know Casey has an insane amount in Smash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I can check that on here. But is there a fighting game that you've ever played for, like, any significant amount of time?
I've easily put hundreds of hours into Smash Bros. Too. I think everybody has.
yeah, for GameCube. Casey has 1,385 hours in Smash Ultimate.
Just Ultimate. So, that doesn't even count Melee, which I'm sure he played a lot more.
Just Ultimate.
I bet. If he were to count it all up, I bet KC has over 5,000 hours into Smash games.
And he still can't get Wario into Elite. What are you doing, KC?
He's a bad gamer.
He's the bad gamer. I think Smash is probably my most played, at least series, fighting game series. Definitely not nearly as much as KC. I also played a shit ton of Soul Calibur 2 and Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yeah.
Dreamcast.
If I had to think of my most played series... probably Halo or Call of Duty. Bad gamer cred again. James Machete donates $5, says, Fallout New Vegas, I've done at least 20 different runs from PS3 to PC with mods, full in-depth runs with DLC. Best game. I never played or finished Fallout New Vegas. Well, I've tried Fallout New Vegas. I just don't like the Fallout series very much.
Neither do I, but I know New Vegas is the one that the story is always the one that intrigues me the most. The world, And I know they also said that it's available, it's on Game Pass, and they said it's like spruced up not like a remaster or anything, but like runs really well and then the frame rate's really high. And so I don't know. I've thought about doing that, but let's be honest. I'm probably not gonna. if I'm being real, probably not gonna.
Geoffrey of Monmouth donates $5. Says 250 plus hours in the OG Wasteland, Kingdoms of Amalur, Kingdom Come Deliverance, 500 plus in Fallout New Vegas, System Shock 2, and 2500 plus in Team Fortress 2.
Holy moly. I guess if you're a PC player, you could just roll up Steam, right?
Like, yeah.
That's an easy way to check everything. Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. We have a record of the next one. Jared Sines donates £10. It says, I have 4,000 plus hours on the Destiny franchise. I wonder how much of it is active playing and how much of it was idle.
That's too many hours. It's too many hours. It's too many hours. Jared, that's too many hours.
I'm curious what like the correlation is for people that spend that amount of time in a game and the amount of money they spend on that game.
That's a good point. Like what's the game with enticing microtransactions that you've been able to play the most and avoid spending money in, or play the most and have spent the most in? Like what game have you spent the most in? Spent the most money in? Not like collector's editions or anything, but like,
yeah, no, I've never bought a collector's. Probably Siege, just because I bought the season pass a couple times because like I enjoyed it that much that I wanted to support it.
Yeah, yeah,
but yeah, no, I've never played. You know what game? I haven't seen it in chat yet. Maybe we'll get there. We have a lot of super chats to get through, but as far as nobody's put like Eve yet, Eve is literally you. It's your life if you play that game.
yeah, that's one of those other games, and we were talking before about games that I'm fascinated by the stories around.
Yeah.
When I read like someone chronicles of, here was a trade blockade and this is what happened in this moment, and I'm like, oh, this is insane. How is this a real game?
Yeah, somebody in chat mentioned that it was unreal that neither of us played Fallout New Vegas. I don't like Bethesda's gunplay. It doesn't feel good. Like I suffered my way through Fallout 3 because I wanted to blow up the nuke town. Or whatever it was, I wanted to blow up the town with a nuke. But so I did that. But
toxic Nick.
Yeah, I did not like the gameplay of Fallout 3, so I didn't really go back to New Vegas. And then Fallout 4, I've loaded up and tried like 6 different times, and I just can't do it.
Yeah. No, it's tough. Yeah. Also, going back to Geoffrey of Monmouth, when you said Kingdoms of Amalur and then Kingdom Come Deliverance, I was hoping you were just going to keep doing Kingdom games and it was going to culminate in like 10,000 hours in Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh. Veronimus donates $5, says Destiny 2 was the game I made a resolution to hit end game content on, and I ran raids and content in that game for 1,057 hours. I'm assuming this is StarCraft Brood War. Got 4K hours. I was waiting for somebody to say wow. StarCraft, because StarCraft eats up players' times like nobody's business.
Yeah, that's huge. And also, Veronimus, the timing of your message sucks, because if it was 2 messages ago, 1,000 in Destiny would have been like crazy. Yeah. But then Jared said that 4,000 in Destiny, and I'm like, 1,000's not a lot.
Yep. James S. donates $5, says I was once decent at multiplayer games, but no longer have the 500 plus hours, and I'm now getting spanked in everything played with friends. Should I give up? I think you should switch over to like the co-op games, or honestly, like I'm gonna bring up Siege again, because I think Siege is a really good multiplayer game that anybody can get into, because shooting is not the most important part of those games. It's learning the maps and the skills your favorite operators use. You don't have to be good at killing things to be good at that game.
Sponsored by Ubisoft. No, we're not sponsored by Ubisoft.
Nope.
I don't think you should give up. I think you just get new friends who are worse at games.
Yeah, find people that are worse than you.
I think it's easy. Yeah, super easy.
Mappy 1964 donates $5, says my record is Left 4 Dead 2, which I have played from its release. Holy fuck. 12,875.5 hours. Okay, I have to calculate. I'm gonna make you feel bad, but I have to calculate. I think Marty died.
I did die.
Oh, he took his glasses off. I just saw
that. That can't
divided by 20.
That can't be real. There has to be a decimal point.
532 days worth of time.
That can't be real.
Game.
That can't be real. That can't be real. I can't be real. I think that's what your Steam says. You probably left the game open for a couple of years.
Yeah, their computer is just computers that farming is hours on that.
Insane. That's just You just make games in that time. You just make Left 4 Dead 3.
Okay, to be fair, as both of us are in games and media, we have probably spent more time than that just playing games in general, but not on a single game.
I don't think so. That's over a year. I haven't spent over a year of my life playing games.
I bet you have. You're in your 30s and been playing games since you're a kid.
I don't know if I have. I've definitely. I'm getting the sweats. I don't like this at all.
Like we said, I spent 1,500 hours alone in Siege. That's not counting my probably 1,000 hours in Gears of War, my 1,000 hours in Halo, my thousands of hours in Call of Duty. Yeah, I'm sure we have. I'm sure anybody that has played games as long as we have has spent more than a year of your life playing games.
I don't like it.
That's okay. You didn't do shit anything besides shit in your pants as a baby, so you know that makes up for it.
Yeah, definitely as a baby. Didn't continue that at all. Definitely stopped as a baby.
Razman donates $5. Says, don't forget mods and high skill ceilings. Not just shooters, but genres such as difficult platformers and rhythm games. I enjoy pushing my limits.
Yeah, that high skill ceilings are interesting because I don't have the patience to get good at games I'm not good at, except for that one Dark Souls example. But I've been watching, which maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about it on Breakout. I've been watching Awesome Games Done Quick, which is the biannual speedrunning showcase. Runs for like a week straight. Literally, they stream for a week, different games all through the night and everything. Raise money for charity. And man, some of the high quality of people playing these games that like, I just watched a Deathloop run, finish the game in like 22 minutes. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, how is this possible? And it's not, it's like they killed everyone, they got to the golden loop, they finished the game, man. Just good stuff. Yeah,
well then, Iris Grim Rose donates $5, says, I have 3,449 hours in Team Fortress. Yeah, that game eats up people's time too.
I wonder when we get into whenever I play a multiplayer game and there's just a dude who's like on either team who's just clearly better than everyone else. Yeah. I wish there was a way to click their name and be like, how long have you been playing this game? Like, how much? I just want to know, like, Halo. Yeah, I've played 20 hours of this game and you've put like 17 months into this game, and I'll feel better about dying.
That's why I have no desire to go back to try League of Legends again, because like, I think, I don't know if there's any skill-based matchmaking in that, but fuck
yeah.
I got roasted my first game. I was like, you know, I don't have the patience for this.
Yeah,
I just kept running into it. Was so funny because I kept running down the middle lane and you're like, I'm not supposed to do that. I knew that, but I was just frustrated this guy killing me over and over again, so I just kept running in there and dying. And this one kid's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, and somebody else is like, don't be toxic. That kid's being toxic. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Are you not supposed to run down the middle lane? Is that like a league rule?
I don't know. Like, I would run down the middle lane to like try to protect the guy.
If you kept dying, you probably shouldn't have done it. Yeah, like, that was on you.
It didn't matter where I went. I died in my own base. It didn't matter.
Yeah, now you know how it feels to play Halo with you. It's not fun. It sucks.
Get good, scrub. Donald Nabadie donates $10. Says, I've only put about 140 hours in the Final Fantasy 14, but I finished the story so far at about the 90 hours, so it was shorter than my Persona 5 run.
Well, there you go. Okay, so that's less scary than it seems.
I think like even the Old Republic, I think if you just wanted to do the story stuff, it's probably a couple hundred hours at this point. Just, I mean, and that's fair because it's like, what, 10 years of expansions in that game?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I think the people that are spending thousands of hours in that game are literally trying to get, you know, they spend the time grinding for the best loot, the best gear, and they also go into PvP in those games because they all have PvP, which is what you're grinding towards. Because that's the same thing with all the Scrolls Online. Like, you could probably do all the, I don't know how long it would take you to do all the storylines in that game, probably 300 hours at least. I mean, there's so many locations in that game, but the reason people spend thousands of hours is to min max for PvP and the raid events and all that kind of stuff.
Incredible.
SVS Guru 2000. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I think you missed another SVS Guru beforehand. We got an SVS Guru sandwich here.
Oh, yes, I did. SVS Guru 2000 donates €5. Says, what can I say? I just like sneaking through the woods and sync sniping people before they know what's up. That's in reference to Ghost Recon Breakpoint.
Oh, that was not in reference to Star Trek Online.
No. And then SVS Guru 2000 is back with another €5 and says, and after checking in game, it's actually 2,200 hours in Star Trek Online.
You have an STO, my friend. You have an STO. You should go to your doctor. go to your doctor and say, I've had an STO for 2,200 hours.
Yeah. Got to go on for your yearly checkup for STOs. Jared Sims donates £5, says, Metal Gear Rising is a game that takes about 3 or 4 hours to complete, and I got at least 48 hours out of it. The cutting mechanic is just too much fun.
Hell yeah. I love Metal Gear Rising. I did a full Metal Gear Solid replay early last, like a year ago. I played through all of them, including Rising Revengeance. Man, what a great game. Cutting shit in that game. So fun. Kojima, we love you. The only auteur who's good.
What was that mobile game? Fruit Ninja? Fruit Ninja. Yeah, that was fun back in the day.
Yeah, this game is pretty much like anime Fruit Ninja.
Yep. Yeah. All the games. Donates $5. Says, I've put over 1,000 hours into Smash Ultimate alone. Not pro. Can't imagine the rest of the franchise since I've been playing since the 64 version.
Yeah, I mean, if it's similar, like, yeah, that's a franchise that you could have easily put, you know, 2,500, 5,000 hours in if you've, if you've put that much into every game. Yeah. That's what, this is Smash 5, I think? Yeah.
Yep. Zekerol donates $5. Says, how many hours is World of Warcraft from release until stopping just after Shadowlands released? Probably my most hours in a game.
I don't even know what that would be if you...
Yeah, there are people, I mean, that have played World of Warcraft daily, and I bet they're much like the person a few messages ago that had 12,000 hours. I bet there's people with 15,000 to 20,000 hours in World of Warcraft alone.
Yeah, because when you think, if you put an hour a day, that's three... What happened to you, Nick? There's not microphones to do that.
I was just thinking that through in my head. I was like, man...
Again, smaller burrito wouldn't have happened.
Oh my god!
If you put an hour into World of Warcraft every day after school, after work, whatever, when hour, it came
that
up,
doesn't happen. There's no such thing as an hour in World of Warcraft. That's enough to get through like to the next area. Like I'm sure,
but
3 hours
like
is like the average.
That seems reasonable to play 1 hour a day. So that's 360 some hours a year. And then if that game's been out over, you know, well over 10 years, that's 360 or 3,600 hours a year. So yeah, I can see this.
Oh my god. James Machete is back, says $5, says Ratchet and Clank up your arsenal on PS2. I beat it so many times as a kid that the in-game clock broke and stopped keeping track. It stopped at 99.99.
Love that. Love that when clocks are like, what's going on with, like, what's wrong with you? Why
stop
are you playing
this game
so much? Yeah. This is like a 12-hour game. Why are you at 99 hours?
Row. I like that game. Donates UYU. I don't know what that is. You should Google that. With 440 of them. Says, stay away from MOBAs, youngsters. I have wasted 7,300 hours on Dota, and I'd give 3 out of 4 of that time to go back, or 3/4 of that time to go back and touch some grass. What I don't regret is my 2.3 hours in Team Fortress 2 and 1.7 in Warframe. That's the first mention of Warframe. I was surprised about that, too.
Yeah, that's another huge one, especially the free-to-play ones. I believe UIU is Uruguayan pesos.
Uruguayan. That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say it and be wrong.
Andrew, you gotta be like me. Just be willing to be wrong. It's fine.
No, I don't like. I will not.
You want to
Snopes
yourself?
Yeah, I'll let you Snopes yourself. Andrew White winner donates $2. Says 600 plus hours in Death Stranding over 3 run throughs. 600.
Hell yeah,
Death Stranding.
That's a lot of time in Death Stranding.
Why don't you go outside and walk?
Why touch real grass when there's digital grass? Yeah. That grass looks so much nicer.
Yeah. Well,
why go pee in real life when you can go pee as Norman Reedus?
Blue McNeil, $95, says Smash, Yu-Gi-Oh! DL, and my first MOBA, Kingdom Hearts UX. Lost a grand to pulls, hate MOBAs. I can't say I grinded with the sky who appears in Kingdom Hearts 3 scene. Or I can say I grinded with the sky who appears in the Kingdom Hearts 3 scene.
You lost a grand to pulls. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money on a game. I was about to say, the most money I probably ever spent on a game post-launch is, like, again, Pokemon Go, I probably put like $20 a year in for the little events and stuff, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I wonder how much money people are spending on pulls for. I mean, it's got to be a lot considering
Redemption.
How much. Yeah, I mean, that gave me what it, I think I read what it make over. It made over $1 billion in its first like 18 weeks or something.
That's a lot. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of Genshins. That's a lot of Paimon clothes.
Yeah. Eve Daly donates €5. Says Pokemon Go hype. There's literally dozens of us. Feels like the best evolution of original idea. Pardon the pun. I don't enjoy the new series as much.
Yeah, honestly, that's kind of where I'm excited to play Legends Arceus, though. I'm hoping it's moves things forward, but I don't know. We'll wait and see. But yeah, Pokemon Go. There's way more than literally dozens of us. That game makes a ton of money.
Yeah.
And also, if you go like on a big the Pokemon Go Fest, like the yearly event, if you go to like a city center, like holy moly, there's a lot of people playing that game.
James S. Sorry, folks. What's a pull? I think you know what that is. Explain it.
Gacha games are sort of they have a mechanic where usually in game you can earn currency that you can spend to pull a gacha machine which is almost like a, it's like a little gambling thing, and then you get rid of whatever reward comes out. But a lot of times characters and items and sort of high level loot is locked behind that. And so you can pay 25 real dollars to earn 25 pulls of these things. And maybe you get a cool character, or maybe you get boned out and get something you already have. So it's sort of the addictive mentality of it. And that's gotcha things. I know there's a lot of discussion around if those games are geared towards kids, like, is that trying to entice kids to gamble, and is there an ethical and legal thing behind that?
I'm going to skip ahead a couple messages and read Joffrey of Monmouth's $2 donation. It says, the WoW record was 1,237 days in 2018. Not sure now. And I did the math on that. That is just under, Marty, 30,000 hours.
Nope. I don't even think this planet's been around for 30,000 hours. God. I disagree with all that. Don't do that. Why are you doing that?
Oh, my God.
See, if you had an NFT, you could have owned all that time. No, that's not how that works. I don't like that at all. No. That made me sad.
Veronis with a $50 donation says,
oh, hell yeah.
To be fair, for StarCraft Brood War, I don't have a way to calculate actual time, so I took each individual map I have in my archives and assumed I played it for at least 30 minutes. Some maps takes multiple hours, and many I played multiple times.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's the other thing with games is you kind of have to, like, that's the way I was thinking with, like, old GoldenEye. And I was like, I don't know. I played it, like, probably, like, 5 hours a night for, like, several weeks straight. And so, yeah.
Agawawa with a 10-pound donation says, I feel bad as the old classic Left 4 Dead 2 is being overtaken by Deep Rock Galactic in my library, both at 469 hours. Nice.
Nice.
Looking at this list is unhealthy.
That's fine. It's fine. It's something you love. There's probably people who spend that doing, like, I don't know, heroin or something less healthy. Yeah, I don't know. At least you're not like, oh, I did 2,000 hours of heroin.
I don't think you would survive 2,000 hours of heroin.
Not straight.
Well,
if you did my World of Warcraft model and just did a little bit every night for 10 years, then it's fine.
That's pretty much doing it 2,000 hours straight.
I pretty much mean zero addicted.
Yeah. Deep Rock Galactic is a game I want to play more of. I think it's one of the best Left 4 Dead clones.
Yeah, it's a four player co-op.
I like it even more than Left 4 Dead because
wow,
getting lost in the caverns is fucking scary. I don't like it. Cave scare me.
I didn't realize that was a spooky game.
It was not really, but I mean, like, you can get,
it can be spooky.
Yeah, you can just fall through the map and get lost somewhere in a deep cavern and have to tunnel your way out, and not where you're
in the same way like Minecraft can be kind of spooky.
Yeah, pretty much.
No.
Beastmarsh with a $5 donation says, I've spent more than 1,200 hours on Skyrim as per Steam, and I shudder to think of how many years I've spent wasted playing WoW.
Hey, at least you're not the 35,000 hour guy.
Yes, I think as long as you haven't done 30,000 hours plus, you are okay.
Yeah, if you're 20,000 hours, it's fine, but not 30.
But I mean, that's 1,200 days. That's just over 4 years.
That's too much. That's what's going on there. What's going on there?
Black Hole Eyes donates 50 knock and says, I've spent 500 plus hours in every Monster Hunter game since Freedom Unite, which is 9 games, counting Iceborne. Also, Rimworld got about 1,600 hours in it.
Wow, 500 in every game, and that's 9 games. That's crazy. It's like over 4,000 hours. That's a lot of Monster Hunters. It's a lot of monsties.
Chris22 donates 5 pounds, says, I've got 2,500 hours over 4 years in EVE Online. Considered rookie numbers.
You got to pump those numbers up. That's rookie stuff. I don't want to do anything where 2,500 hours is considered rookie stuff. What's going on? I should be a veteran by 2,500 hours.
And then Jeffrey Amonmos with the 1,237 days on his last donation. So I think we're going to cut it off there because we're right about time. Unless anybody has anything left to say. But
that 1,200 day thing is just...
I guess, like, we could have ended the stream on that, and my shocked face could have just, like, accidentally clicked stop stream and leave it at that.
You could have rocked me to the core. Yeah,
I rock into that core. 30,000 hours in one video game. Like, holy fuck.
What happens when they turn the servers off? Like, is that's like losing a loved one.
If that game ever goes offline.
Jesus.
Just have suicide hotline readied up.
Yeah. Holy moly.
That's pretty much living in that world. And, like, God. That's like, you don't make any money playing that for 30,000. Maybe they do. Maybe they're, are they a streamer or anything? Do they? God, that's insane.
I'm unable to comprehend it.
No, I can't. I'm trying to justify it in my head.
Impossible.
But all right. Well, I think we're going to call it there today. Marty, you can sign us off.
Yeah. Thank you so much to everyone who watched and who donated and who just hung out with us, gabbing about logging games. That was a lot of fun. That was a great conversation. And then, yeah, we'll be back next week with, Jack Yahtzee. I don't know how long Yahtzee's gonna be taking off, but Jack should be back. So
yeah, they should both be back next week.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Yeah, check out tomorrow morning, or I guess later today, we have Hidden Gems, correct, at 3 p.m. Central.
Yeah, so they are playing...
Jesse and Casey.
I still haven't even looked at this game. Casey's playing a game that's called Them's Fightin' Herds, and it looks like a... I don't know what kind of game this is. I don't know.
Sometimes people get mad and say, that's not a hidden gem. I know about that game. I don't think anyone's going to get mad at Them's Fightin' Herds.
All the way back, and it came out in 2018.
Jesus.
Okay, we have one more donation, and I'm going to open my window and jump out it. Agawago donates £2 and says, sorry for this. 43,482 hours is the record in Arma 3.
That's you could have won a world war. It was less time for us to win World War II.
That
what's going on there?
Is 3,623 days.
I don't think that's real. What's going on there?
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I did divide it by 12. Let me do it divided by 24.
What's 1,500 something?
1,811 days.
Too many days. Too many days. Disagree. Too many days.
That's insane,
TMD. Too
bro.
Many days. So yeah, we have Hidden Gems coming up later today with Casey and Jesse. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. we'll be back for Breakout Live with Nick, Casey, and myself. I don't know what we're talking about yet, but it'll probably be good. I promise you that. No post CP tomorrow, I'm assuming.
No post CP tomorrow. Yeah, Yahtzee won't be here. Yahtzee's doing his games that he didn't play or didn't review in 2021 video. And then there won't be LZP the week after, but we're working on a second extra punctuation script to take that video's place for that day. So you should get it. You will have an extra punctuation this week, and you might have a second one next week.
Perfect.
And Adventures 9 finale. It's a two-part season finale, 2 hours long, and it should be out on Saturday.
Should be on Saturday. That's very exciting. And then, Thursday, we'll have Casey and I back with Dead Space at 3 p.m. Central. Friday, we'll have Nick and Amy back with Gears of War 2, correct?
Yep.
3 p.m. Central. As we mentioned, the Adventures 9 finale probably on Saturday. And then I believe Saturday night for game night, the plan is the Anacrusis.
I think,
which is, speaking of Left 4 Dead, the new sci-fi Left 4 Dead-like by folks who worked on the original Left 4 Dead. So.
And Chris McMullen's article on the mall level being 11 stories sounds really cool, and I'm actually really excited to try that now.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris wrote a piece. He played the game and said how the there's a mall level in the game that's really sort of a terrifying vision of vertigo inside this mall. Aside from all the videos, obviously, check out all the... We have a lot of really great written stuff on the site. Our weekly columns. I've been doing every day previewing one of the biggest games, or what I think is going to be one of the biggest games of 2022. And yeah, all sorts of good stuff. So... yeah, check that out. Read our stuff. Watch our videos. Listen to our podcast. Share, like, subscribe. Just be good to each other and put less time into some of those games. If you're putting 43,000 hours into a game, maybe do less. Do fewer hours. So for Nick and Marty, this was Slightly Something Else for January 11th. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and we will see you all soon. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.